we'll have to decide when the Chumash Shiur is going to be next week, whether it'll be Wednesday or Thursday. So keep in tune for further announcements regarding Parshas. Because Thursday I have to speak, so Thursday's a Bechina, so it's not going to be, it's not going to have to be regular Shiur on Thursday. So, okay, the possibility to do it Wednesday, maybe last half an hour on Wednesday is a possibility. I think maybe that'll probably be 2 o'clock on Wednesday, assuming that we could do the Chazar by then, so I have to see. Maybe we'll have a longer Shiur on Tuesday, maybe start it earlier. Right now, just have the Shiur at half an hour. Okay. Torah says Parshas Miketz. So Parshas Miketz is Shabbos Hanukkah. I told you, except for my Bar Mitzvah. Today's my birthday, second day of Hanukkah. So that. And my wife's birthday is on the first day of Hanukkah. Yeah, so the year I was Bar Mitzvah, so Shabbos Chanukah was only Vayeshev. I say this many times, that Shabbos Chanukah is usually Miketz. Many times, sometimes it's Vayeshev and Miketz, but rarely just Vayeshev. So I was at, and then many years later, my Talmud Benji Leibowitz, who was Yachad Morashah, right? He also, Shabbos Chanukah, only Vayeshev, many years later. I don't know whether the next time that's going to be. There was one not so long ago, I think. Yeah, there was one. Yeah. So, Yeah, but there are Ramazim and Vayeshev also. Yeah. Okay. So there's a famous Chazal, a famous Medrash, quotes a pasuk in Tehillim on page 3. Tehillim, Kapitel Mem, pasuk Hey. Ashrei hagever asher som Hashem miftacho v'lo pona el rehovim v'sotei chozov. There's Ashrei hagever that places their faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there's a famous Medrash. We should look in the Medrash Rabbah. What page? Page 8. No. Do you have Medrash Rabbah here? What page? Oh yeah, it has the it quotes it on the bottom of I didn't Xerox on the Medrash. It's here, and he said I should just hear it. It's in the Midrash Chazal at the bottom, page 3. Asher Hashem Yosef. So Yosef is the one who saw Hashem Miftacho, but he's not supposed to look for help from other people. Al Yedesha Omer L'Tzar Mashkim Zechartani V'Zgartani. So it says, since he was saying to Sarah Mashkim, hey, you remember me, I helped you out, you know, so maybe you can help me out. So Chazal viewed that as a problematic, that he was putting trust into the Sarah Mashkim. And therefore, because he said that those two extra words, Chartani vis Chartani, he got 2 extra years in jail. And that's Vahimi Kech Nosayim Yomim. Those are the 2 extra years that Yosef Harav, that Yosef was in jail. So, and the big question is, everyone asks, is, I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. It's a little hishtablus. If you have a, you know, you have a connection, you have a, so why can't you use, he didn't do anything illegal, he didn't do anything wrong. So what's the taina that Chazal have on Yosef? So, like Dr. Rabbi Hess said, you know, we have to tie Parshas Miketz into Hanukkah. So here we go. Page 4. Let's learn a Taz. Let's learn a Taz together. The first Taz in Hilchas Hanukkah discusses the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, Rech the Kasha, why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah? Should only be 7, because we had the Pach for one day. So the miracle was only 7 more days. The famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef. They say every year the Satmar Rebbe gave new terutzim to the Kasha, so I recommend that your Shabbos table should be part of the conversation. Everyone should try to think of new terutzim to the Kasha, or, you know, think it through yourself, of the Torah's part of a Rava. Have to terutzim them to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. So the Taz has a teretz. So first he quotes the Beis Yosef's terutzim, but then he gives his own teretz on the fourth fourth line. Nira l'taretz. The Frey Anu Rov Shagam Belayel Rishon Enes. The Matzidim Seif Hazor Al Pasuk Ma'yech Lichi Babayis. Right, there's a famous pasuk in Malachim Beis. Eric Dalid, it says Isha Achas on page 5. Isha Achas is shrewd and vim. Talk El Isha Leibor. I'm the Chayishi Meis. I thought you had to give the Chayyarei Es Hashem. She said, you know, my husband died, and she's complaining to Elisha. They're going to take my. I don't have money to pay back my debts. And they're going to take my children as collateral. So Elisha says on page 6, Vayom Ele Elisha, Ma Eseloch, Hagidili, Ma Yeshloch Babais. He says, what do you have? So he says, I have a jug of oil. So he says, so go get Kalim, go get vessels, and just keep pouring. And you'll see, it'll fill up all the, even though it was one jug, it'll keep pouring. As many pots you have, just keep pouring. So obviously there was a miracle going on. So the Zohar asks the Kashi, the Taz quotes the Zohar here. On the fourth line of page 4. The Matzidim say, for Zohar, L'Apostof, Ma Yesh Lichi, Babayi, She'en Hu Yisbarach Osanes, Litein Bracha, Elmash Yesh Kvar Ba'olam. In other words, why do I understand? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does he need the, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do a miracle, you don't need any oil, and Hashem will make the miracle, right? So why did he say, oh, you have one flask of oil, so keep pouring and it'll fill everything up. And what if they didn't have anything? Why couldn't they make it? So the Zohar says he's so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he likes to do miracles, he likes to do them yesh miyesh and not yesh miyayin. So therefore, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have done the miracle, he prefers not to do it yesh miyayin. So therefore, the fact that there was by Hanukkah the one jug, now it'll become yesh miyesh. So that's the Taz's teretz based on the Zohar. So that's the Zohar here on page 8 and 9. Where he says on the fourth line, and because of the Ela lo mishkachi elavamati ispa mamasha. He said, and the translation of Yidid Nefesh, Baruchos milmala lo nitzos elavadova sheish bo mamash. So comes the Yitav Leiv. From Yikusel Yehuda Teitelbaum of Siget, the Yitav Leiv, And he quotes this Taz. He quotes this Taz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the Zohar, only likes to do miracles Yesh Meyesh and not Yesh Meyayin. So if you have something already, he'll expand it. But not if you have nothing. So he quotes him in the Sefer Afike Yehuda. Look on the page 10, on the right column, in the middle towards the second paragraph, the first word in the line is Uvasefer Afike Yehuda. Afike Yehuda was a classic Drush Sefer, I think Mr. Beagle pointed out. You know, they were classic Drush Svarim that people never heard of today. You know, the Bina Le'itim, the Afike Yehuda, that all the Rabbanim used, and today most people never even heard of them. So Afike Yehuda was one of these Svarim. So Afike Yehuda and the Drush Mei Meriva, he takes issue with the Taz. Sefer Afike Yehuda Drush Mei Meriva Dochazer Ki Divrei Zohar Amurim VeIndian Hanas Al Yidei Birkas Tzadikim Ki Lo Kel Hu Livro Bria Chadosh Yesh Miayin Lezet Zorach Dover Ma Ad Yuchal Yish Tzadik Latzmir Kol Neitz Nas Al Yehel Yosh Rach Baruch. In other words, that case with Elisha was Elisha gave a bracha. So for Birkas Tzadikim are great people, but they're not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, they do Yesh Meyesh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a miracle, he can do Yesh Meyayin, very simply. So why, he says, well, Neis HaNasa Al-Yideh Hashem Yesh Baruch Levado, Hashem Baruch Yesh Meyayin. He created the world Yesh Meyayin. Even though there's the Ramban that he created the Yuli, and from the Yuli he did the rest. Okay, but he created the Yuli for Yesh Meyayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Yesh Meyayin. So what's this idea that there has to be Yesh Meyayin? The Neis Chanukah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I understand. Elisha's thing was a Neis that came through a Birkas Tzadik. So that, I understand, had to be Yesh Meyayin. So he says like this. So that's the kasha of the Afike Yehuda of the Taz. So the Itav Leiv, that's from the Satmar dynasty. You know, the Yismach Moshe, the whole dynasty there, the Sigit. So he says like this. Ani Omer, Hein Emes Kidvarav Ki Hashem Yisbarach Vadeh Micholto Lasos Neis Mi Baladei Dover Ma. Hashem can make any Neis he wants, even Yesh Miayin. So what's Pshat in the Taz? So he says like this. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he needs to, will make it Yesh Miayin. But if he doesn't need to, he'll do it Yesh Miayesh. In other words, he'd rather, you know, not changed Teva if he doesn't have to. But he could. Fize Yosef Stab Loma Shaya Nes Biyom Rishon Kinishar Devar Ma Al Zeh Chalabrocha Bishar Nisim Loma Shaya Nes Klal Biyom Rishon Chalabrocha Al Yesh Miayin Ki Lama Gosh Baruch Lassos Nes Kazeh. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could orchestrate it that it be Yesh Miayesh, so then there's no reason for him to do Yesh Miayin. So that's Pshat Netaz. That's Pshat Netaz. So therefore Hashem prefers to do it Yesh Miyesh. Well, but he says like this. And why does Hashem prefer Yesh Miyesh? So he writes here on page 11, Meata on the right side, Meata on the Omer, the Mashatzarach Lasos Eze Shtadlus Vitachbula Bdaka Enoshi. Chaynikadeshi, yeah, Masa Hashem is Baruch Baruch Zolov Nes Bechusa Beteva. Zakhavish Baruch doesn't like to flaunt his miracles. So if he does it, Yesh Meyesh, it looks less of a miracle. It's more covered up than if it's Yesh Meyayin. So he says like this. There are different people who have different levels of hashkocha. In other words, like the Rambam writes, like Rav Shechter pointed out, the Rambam says, the bigger tzaddik, he has more hashkacha pratis. So some people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly doing nisim for them within the Derech HaTeva. You know, things work out for them. You know, they got this, they got that, and things are working out for them. That's Yesh V'Yesh, it's the Derech HaTeva. But there are certain tzaddikim that are on a very special, that they're on such a darga that Hashem makes them nisim Yesh V'Yayin. So he says, Yosef HaTzadik was on that madrega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing special hashkacha for Yosef. Yosef HaShalom Ein Tzar Beis HaSoro Es Kol Mu Mamiyon Hashem Hashem Ito Shaya Mushkach Mivchinas Havayin Nisim Gedolim Hu Ein Tzarech Shum Tachbula. So Hashem was doing things for Yosef. So Mimela, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is acting to Yosef with Nisim Niglim, in other words, he has such a strong hashkacha, then he has to realize that, and not nothing wrong with doing what? Kishtadlus. That's for people who have the lower level of hashkacha. But if you're somebody who has so much hashkacha pratis, then you should realize that you're in a different track. And your track is the Yesh Mayayin track. And that's why the Medrash criticizes Yosef for going to the Sar HaMashkim and asking for a favor, because he's in a different track. And the Beirich Moshe, the Satmar Rebbe, on page 12, he discusses this as well. And he explains on page 12, what's pshat, al yidei konecha kadoshim, right? We say in the Neiros Halal, al yidei konecha kadoshim, kol shemona simei Chanukah. So why is it so significant that it was al yidei konecha kadoshim? And if it wasn't the Quran, it would have been all day somebody else. Why the emphasis on that? So he says like this. So he quotes the whole discussion with the Taz and the Yesh Miyesh, Yesh Miyayin, the whole thing. And he says like this. On page 13 in the bottom left. So, in other words, when a nes is through the tzaddik, so that's like a yesh miyesh nes. Right, we said the two types of nisim, there's yesh miyesh and yesh miyayin. So what was the Chanukah? So the Chanukah, we said, that was Yesh Miyesh. That was the whole idea. It was Yesh Miyesh. So he says, here, take a look on page 12. On the bottom left. Because the Gemara says, that Gemara Megillah Chav Zayin, that Elisha, the whole Maisa there was through Koach HaTefillah, that he got the oil to regenerate. So the question is, how do we know that? That's what the Gemara says in Megillah. That was all Yidei Tefillah. Megillah Chav Zayin. It's in the packet. So how did Chazal know that? Maybe it was Hashbash Shemos HaKodesh. Maybe it was on a higher thing, that it was through the Shem Havayah or something, that it was coming not through Rav Gil Tefillah. So he says that the famous kasha that everyone asks is how they were able to use the shemen that was made only a miracle, because it has to be Shemen Zayis and not Shemen Nes. Right? And the menorah has to be Shemen Zayis. It has to come from a Zayis. This is a miracle. It wasn't coming from a Zayis. So a lot of Teirutzim. But the Satmar Rebbe, of Yol Teitelbaum, the top line on page 12, left side, Omni Hikshem Maran Dodi, the Satmar Rebbe, Divrei Yoyol. But it says Shem and Zay Zoch. So the Baruch Moshe, his nephew, wants to answer. Based on the Chasam Sofer, that the miracle of Chanukah is Shakol Tzinori Hashem and Shaya Roy Li Hashpia El Azaisim Himshich Hanavi Kulam Latok Kliya Isha Mel is Kalkul Kol Azaisim and Yaker Hashem. He says that the Nase was that the and the same thing by Elisha that it wasn't just Yeshmiya, it's that the Hashpa in the world on the olives was in such a way that the Shefa through the olives that existed in the world was channeled to the Beis HaMikdash. So it came miraculously, but it came through the pre-existing Zaysim. So Mimela, it wasn't Shemen Nes, it was Shemen. The Nes was to have a Hashpa on the pre-existing Zaysim to come through. And that's why it was Al Yidei Kohanech HaKadoshim. It means it wasn't a Nes Yesh Mayayin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Kohanech HaKadoshim Davin, and when they Davin, they can't make a Nes Yesh Mayayin. It had to be Yesh Mayayin. So the whole thing was Yesh Mayayin, and it was Yesh Mayayin that the pre-existing Zaysim in the world would have Hashpah to what? To go ahead and be misrabeh, but it was all coming through the hashpa of the pre-existing. So it was a miracle of yesh miyesh. So the whole Chanukah was yesh miyesh, and that's why it had to be yesh miyesh. And that's why we have the first day, because it had to be yesh miyesh. Because if it wouldn't be yesh miyesh, it wouldn't be shemen zayis. It would be shemen lat, shemen nes, and that wouldn't be good. So I think the big yisod, as some point out, is that in life, most things we hope to do are yesh v'yesh. In other words, we're going to put in our effort, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hopefully will be matzliach. Whatever we're pursuing in life, you're pursuing learning, you're pursuing medicine, you're pursuing whatever it is, you put in your koyach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hopefully help things misrabe. And that's yesh v'yesh. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefers it. I mean, and that's the normal way. If a person's on, you know, one unique, like Yosef HaTzadik, who's on, you know, on this high... No, but regular hadhaga is that we assume that things will be yesh v'yesh, so at least we have to do our share. You can't be lazy. You do your share, like you try to see whatever you can do to make it happen, and then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will either, you know, help you along or not. But it's going to be a yesh v'yesh situation. Yosef, his whole life was yesh miyayin, so Mela, that's why he shouldn't have, the Yitav Parim says, he shouldn't have tried to do things derech hateva, because that wasn't the hadhoga that he was being led with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in our life, in most people's lives, we hope to be zocher for a yesh miyesh situation. And that's what Chanukah was, and it had to be a yesh miyesh situation, because it wouldn't be yesh miyesh, and that's what the Taz says from the Zohar. But if not, it would be Shemen Zayis. It wouldn't be Shemen Zayis, it would be Shemen Nes. One last thing is a word from the Radomskrib, the Tefer Shloimer. He quotes the Pasuk on page 17, Zichru Niflosa Vashasa Motzvel U Mishpnefiu, Gdolei Maseh Hashem Drushim V'chol chavtzeim. So he says like this on page 20. He says, Hadir livezeh alinya Chanukah. So the Kedushas Levi has the famous kasha. Lama neishal Chanukah hukva l'doros. Hashem made so many nisim over the generations, but they didn't become holidays. Like in the Beis Hamikdash, there were a lot of nisim, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. But Chanukah became a holiday in the Doros. So why so? So a lot of terutz up to this. So the Tiferes Shloima says a terutz like this, on page 20, on the left side, Dibur HaMaskel Ach, Achanir Libes Lefarish, Neksiv Zichru Nilavosov Shavsov, It says, remember the niflos that Hashem says, and then the mishpatim. So what the halachas? What do the mishpatim have to do with flows? Okay, mishpatim heim atorva mitzvos. They can inyan neis hagod al nasim v'rotzon Hashem yisparach u'lios rotzon v'chadish mihilchos mitzvos liYisrael. Hashpos ora gadol yisparach b'shas haneis huinei alidei kein hu mashpia mamshichlam torah v'hilchos liYisrael. He says, so that's the pshat. In other words, together with the miracle of Hanukkah came all these halachas. That's how it became. It was Hukba, Ladoros, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with the Niflos, he gave Mishpatim. He gave a whole, you see, other Nisim, there was an eighth, but there were no halachas that followed. Here, all of Hilchas Chanukah, all the came along with the Nisim. And that's Pshat, Layudim Haitza Ora, Simchav Sasa, Ora Zutora, says on page 21. So the same thing by Purim. There was Nisim in Purim, and then we got Halachas of Purim. And therefore, the Mele, it became what? Nitzchias. It was Torah's Nitzchi. So G'doli Ma'ase Hashem, Drushim Chokaseim. In other words, if the Nes also brought about Halachas, so then we know that this Nes is a Nes Ladoros. Is something that's and Chanukah became a Nes, came together with Halachas, and that became a Kviyas L'Olam V'Ed. And that's why, you know, the Rambam has his famous comment on page 22. There's another good thing to discuss at the Shabbos table. Halach Yud Beis. Mitzvah Nechanukah Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. So why is it Chaviva Ad Ma'od? So some say, that's the idea over here, that it, because it came together with the whole Torah Shebal Peh. And Torah Shebal Peh is, it says Masechta Avodah Zarah, Chavivim Divrei Sofrim Miyena Shel Torah. There's a certain Chavivus of Torah Shebal Peh, and the whole existence of Chanukah, of the miracle. We have a lot of miracles. We had it and then finished. But this miracle came together with Drushim L'chol Chavtzeim, with the Drushas and Halachas. And then it became, and that's also our Yesh Miyesh, because when it's Torah Shebal Peh, like we discussed before, so then the Torah Shebal Peh, we're part of the process of Torah Shebal Peh as well. And it's that's part of the Yesh Miyesh of Chanukah, is the Chidushe Torah, that we're marbe from the pre-existing Torah, where we're marbe new understanding, Yesh Miyesh, etc. So that's the Vehim Mekesh Shasayim Yomim, the Flos Hashem, Yesh Miyesh, V'yesh Miyayin, but Sifidim have Yesh Miyayin, but Hashem prefers to do a Yesh Miyesh Ad Haga. And we should always, our lives, you know, we should, hopefully, we should, you never know, Hashem can do Yesh Miyayin also for any given person. But normally it'll be Yesh Miyesh, but Hashem wants us to put in our Yesh, then he'll put in his Yesh. That's what Chanukah was, and that's the Zohar, and Elisha was all Yesh B'Yesh. It was to take the Shefa of the pre-existing olives and make them more, but not just, you know, there was nothing there, now oil just appears. That would be Shemen Nes, and Shemen Nes would not be good for the menorah. So the Mela, our lives should be that we should never be lazy. You should always put in as much effort as you can. And then, if it's Baruch Hu, will either continue it, or if not, it won't. And you'll move someplace and you'll do something else. You'll, you know, but all you have to do in life is make sure you put in your hishtadlus, your effort the most that you can do in learning and other things, and you did it b'derech hayasher, and then the rest is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef was a separate situation because he was on a different plane. He was on the Yeshmiyayim track, and therefore he shouldn't have been working on the Yeshmiyayim track, as the Yitzchak says, if he was the Yeshmiyayim track. So Vayim Ikeshin Osayim Noim Niflos Hashem Yeshmiyayish V'Yeshmiyayim. Everyone should have a good Shabbos Chanukah, and Be'ez Hashem will continue Monday B'Siyata Gishmaya.